Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bob Away Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring a series of studies from the book of Genesis. So get close to your radio and grab your Bible as we take a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
First book of the Bible. We've looked at the life of Abraham. The life of Abraham is the first patriarch. He's the father of the faith. The father of the faith. Tonight I want to look at the second great major patriarch, which is Isaac. Isaac. Is everybody okay in terms of the temperature? It's kind of warm on this side? Okay. All right. Let's get you. All right. All right. We're going to see, can we change that? Amen. 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 I'm trying to watch some body language. Amen. It's all right to just pull out a piece of paper, but when you start pulling out a big sign, amen. All right. All right. So tonight we'll be looking at Isaac, the son of Abraham. Now, keep in mind that as we are studying through the book of Genesis, I'm just going to be basically giving you an overview of the book. I'm trying to give you an appetizer for the book. That way, in other words, I'm trying to get you started. And hopefully, the little bit that I give you will whet your appetite enough where you'll go back and fill in some of these blanks. Amen. That it'll inspire you to read the whole chapter and read the chapters that we don't read. You'll go back and read those chapters and stuff. Because we're not trying to cover verse by verse and line by line. What I'm trying to do is just give you a basic understanding, a basic knowledge of this book of Genesis, where you can handle this book of Genesis. All right, so tonight we'll be looking at Genesis chapter 25, Genesis 26, and Genesis 27, which is basically the life of Isaac. When you look at Genesis chapter 26, you'll see Isaac the father. You'll see Isaac the father. Genesis 25, I'm sorry. In Genesis 25, you'll see Isaac the father. You'll see Isaac the father. If you'll notice now, it tells us about the death of Abraham. And normally, whenever there's a death in the Bible, that signals, that's a signal. Death is always a signal. It's a signal that God is changing things. It's a signal that God is up to something. So whenever there's a death, such as this death here, is the death of Abraham, who's next in line? Who's next in line? Isaac is next in line. So God is going to deal with Isaac just like he dealt with Abraham. And so whenever there's a death, remember, God is up to something. God is rearranging. He's changing things. So when there's a death, even in your life, in your family life, that means God is up to something. And most of the time, it means that God is wanting you to step it up now. I'll never forget, right before I graduated from seminary, and November of 1990, my grandfather died, who was a preacher for 65 years. And so I used to always run to granddaddy. Whenever I had any questions about the church, I would always run to granddaddy. But then in January, my grandmama died. So God took two people out of my life. I said, that's all right. My daddy was next in line in our family. So the people always used to run to my granddaddy or my daddy or my grandmama. Well, God took my daddy in February of 91. So he took my granddaddy in November, took my grandmother in January, and took my dad in February. So now who is I'm going to run to now in time of trouble? God himself. God himself. And so what God normally does, God has a way of moving folks out the way to deal with you one-on-one. Because most of the time, we don't want to grow up. Most of the time, we want to hide behind somebody in our life. And we want them to help us in making every major decision so that when the decision don't work out, we got somebody to blame. But God has a way of moving people out your life that you can see him. Because, see, I never would have been able to grow up if I still had my dad and my granddad. But when God moved them on out, I had to, that forced me to really get on my knees. Yeah, that really forced me. And to really hear God, because if you ain't careful, you'll be living your granddaddy's dream or your mama's dream or your daddy's dream rather than God's dream for your life. So God moved Abraham out the way. Now it was Isaac's turn. And notice now, Isaac had some of the same disappointment in his home as Abraham had in his home. What was the number one disappointment that Abraham had in his home? What was the one thing that he wanted, but it looked like it would never come? A son. Now, Isaac done married Rebekah, and he married Rebekah when he was 40 years old. 20 years they was together, but no child. Isn't that something? Same thing with Abraham. Remember, Abraham and Sarah had been together a long time, but no child. Now, notice now what Isaac did. As a matter of fact, when you look at verse number 12, the thing that really, that kind of got to Isaac is Ishmael was having a bunch of children. And Isaac couldn't even have one. Now, who was supposed to be next in line after Abraham done moved on out the way? Isaac. Isaac was going to be the heir in the lit kingdom. But who was going to take Isaac's place once Isaac moved on out the scene? His son, but he ain't got no son. But he see his rivalry, Ishmael, just having children just like that. Boom, 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 boom. Just having children like hotcakes. Do it make you mad sometimes when you see worldly people look like getting blessed and you know you living right? You know you in church, and you know you supposed to be getting blessed. Matter of fact, God done promised to bless you. He didn't even promise to bless them, but he promised to bless you. But the blessings ain't coming. What do you do? when you know you're supposed to get blessed, but them blessings ain't came. Well, you do what Isaac done. Look here. The Bible says, let's see here. Look here at verse number 20. It says, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the Arminian of Padan-Aram, the sister of Laban, the Arminian, to be his wife. And Isaac done what? Prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was barren, and the Lord answered him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. See, he didn't do like his daddy done, did he? When his daddy couldn't have no children, they say, hey, well, why don't you just go on and do what they done in the custom of the land and just take Hagar and go unto her? No, no, but what Isaac did, so Isaac seemed to be a little more spiritual here, don't he? That's what you do. When things ain't going right in your life, stop and pray. Stop, look, and pray. See, when you come to a railroad crossing, what do you, well, in Mississippi, because they don't do this in Texas. In Mississippi, they got even the signs out. Stop, look, and listen when you come to a railroad crossing. When you come to these places in your life that you can't understand what God is up to, don't you try to figure it out on your own. Don't you come up with your plan B. Pray. If you don't know what's going on, talk to God. He'll tell you. And the Bible says God heard him. And then God made her become conceived. She conceived with child. As a matter of fact, she started having trouble with this pregnancy. And she started having trouble. She didn't know really what was going on the inside of her. So much turmoil going on the inside of her. What did she do? She went and prayed. Listen, listen. When there's turmoil going on in your life, you know what you need to do? You need to pray. Look up. You need to keep looking up. Yeah, 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 yeah. See, see, whenever there's problems, you look up, you look in, then you look out. You always start looking up. And then you look in before you look out. Don't look out because you'll start blaming people. Before you ever look out, you make sure you done looked in to see if there ain't any problem with you. But then don't just look in, because if there is a problem with you, you can't fix it. You got to look up. So that's where you always start. You start with God and you finish with God. So if you look in and you see a problem, what do? You look back up because you can't fix it. If you look out and you see a problem, what do? You look back up because you still can't fix it. Only God can fix people. Amen. So we need to take down our sign of human fix-it shops, because we can't fix nobody. Now, why do you need to try to fix somebody and you can't even fix you? Hello, somebody. All right. So we see Isaac, the father. And so far, they are handling their disappointment in life. Listen, listen. You handle disappointment with prayer. Just like a fragile package. Have you ever got a package and it has on it, handle with care? Whenever there's a problem in your life, you better handle it with prayer. Yeah, yeah. If there's a problem in your life, you handle that with prayer. And then if there's a problem in your family life, you sure got to handle that with prayer. because you're dealing with some nitroglycerin there. And because you got to live with them people. See, it's one thing to handle problems at work. See, if you can mess up at work, but you can always leave work. See, you can leave. You're just going to be there 8 hours. But you don't ever want to mess up at home. Why? Because you got to come back there every night. And so you sure want to handle that with prayer. And so they seem to be pretty spiritual starting out, didn't they? Look like they're handling everything with prayer. But notice now I appreciate the Bible. You know why I appreciate the Bible? Because the Bible tells the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we're getting ready to get to the ugly part. And see, I appreciate this because this let me know that even these great men of God, they had some family problems. So we're getting ready to see not only a disappointed home, we're seeing a divided home. Look here particularly at verse number 27. The Bible lets us know that she had twins, Jacob and Esau. And the Bible says, we'll pick up in verse number 25. Now, the first came forth red all over like a hairy garment, and they named him Esau. And afterwards, his brother came forth with his hand holding onto Esau's heel. So, somebody say so, his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 60, somebody say 60, year old when she gave birth to them. Isn't that something? Look at somebody, I'll say, look at God. God can doubly bless you. You see that? Listen, whenever you're not getting blessed like everybody else getting blessed, when they're getting blessed, that means God is up to something great. Yeah. Yeah. So see, most people gonna have their babies when they're early. Isn't that right? Most of you don't see too many 60-year-old folks having babies. Tell the truth and shame the devil, somebody. When you see stuff like this happening, see, God is up to something great. Amen. When things ain't happening to you like all the other ladies or all the other men, that means God is doing something different in your life. That's all that means. And so quit sweating. Quit trying to be like everybody else, because God don't want you to be like everybody else. God made you to be different. He want to do something different in your life. And so you need to get on with the program. Amen. 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 Tell somebody, get on with the program. Get on with the program. Get on with the program. All right. Now, but look here in verse 27. It says, when the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a peaceful man, living in the tent. Now, Isaac loved Esau. Huh. Why he love Esau? Well, we don't have to figure it out. The Bible tell us. It says, because he had a taste for game. But Rebekah loved Jacob. You see why they love these boys? Isaac was an outdoor guy. And so he liked it Esau because Esau was an outdoor guy. And Isaac loved to eat venison. He loved to eat deer. Wild game. And Esau loved to hunt the deer. And so Isaac fell in love with Esau. Amen. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Why is that? Because Jacob liked hanging around the tent. So he helped out cooking in the kitchen. And so she said, oh, I just love Jacob. Now, this is a recipe for disaster. Whenever you start having favoritism with your children, you creating a walking time bomb. It's just a matter of time before that just blow up in your face. All right, so we see that Isaac, the father, we have a divided house. Now, how do your house get divided? It's when you start walking in the flesh and not in the spirit. Hello, somebody. Why did he like Esau again? Amen. Satisfying the flesh. Why did Rebecca like Jacob? Satisfying the flesh. You see, they're not training these boys up in the way that they should go. They training them in the way that they can get some help and satisfying that fleshly desires. Now, we shouldn't really just put them down, because don't we do the same thing? Don't we seem to gravitate and like folks that like us and like what we like? We got favorite sons and favorite daughters, but we don't need to be having favorite sons and favorite daughters. And even though we know that that's wrong, we still do it. Why is that? Because that old flesh love to be satisfied. See, that old flesh don't like to depend on God. Why should I pray for some help? You my help. Hello, somebody. Hey. Let's go. Oh, I wish I had time. I wish I had time. We got to go on a little bit further. We got to go back and read chapter 25 and fill in the rest of those blanks. We move on to chapter 26. We see Isaac the pilgrim. Isaac the pilgrim. Pilgrim through this barren land. I'm weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. We're talking about the pilgrim. Isaac the pilgrim. Isaac is traveling. Amen. And notice now, he's faced with the same temptation. When you read chapter 26, he's going to be faced with the same temptation that his daddy was faced with. Look here in chapter 26, verse 1. Now there was a famine. Somebody say famine. In the land, besides the previous one that had been occurred in the days of Abraham. So Isaac went to Gerar, to Abimelech, king of the Philistines. This kind of seems familiar, don't it? What did Abraham do? Abraham, when there was a famine in the land, he rationalized. God don't want me here. God don't want me to starve over here. Ain't nothing here. There's some food down there in Egypt. So Abraham went on to Egypt. Isaac heard there was some food over there in the Philistines. And so he went on over there with the Philistines. Making the same mistake. Do you see the same mistakes? Listen. Whatever problems you have in your life, watch it. See won't that occur in your children's life.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock, where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen, because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.